From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher is with us. Very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
And welcome home. Talk us through it. How was the US? How was Boston?
Yeah, Mike, I'm back in Aotearoa after a four-day sojourn in Boston, Massachusetts, which was pretty chilly, I can tell you that. And the first time, actually, I haven't been to Boston before. I was kind of invited by MFS Investment Management, which is a global investment giant. So they manage close to $550 billion, which is getting up towards $1 trillion New Zealand dollars. And they help Joe My Wealth manage some of our global equity exposure. So 3.5 days, Mike, at the Global Investment Institute. And I thought you may be interested in some of the sort of key themes that were discussed there. Lots of talk, obviously, about the US economy. And I suppose the main talking point was, where is the recession? All sort of traditional leading indicators that signal recession are flashing red. You know, you've had over 500 basis points of Fed rate hikes in a very short period of time, and it pushed up the whole interest rate curve. And here's the thing, Mike, these interest rates are hitting borrowers in different ways. I mean, new mortgage borrowers are paying significantly higher rates, and we call that the flow of debt. But the higher interest rate environment isn't really hitting the existing borrowers, because lots of mortgages in the US are written for 30 years. So if you don't move, if you just stay put, and you just sit with your low fixed rate, you're not affected by the higher interest rates. And that's called the stock of debt. And pre-COVID and the pandemic period gave heaps of opportunity for US mortgage borrowers to what they call term out their debt. So they've extended the maturity of their loans, and companies and individuals would have done this. And this means the transmission of that swift hike in interest rates into the consumer sector has been slowed. And it's very different, Mike, from what we see here in New Zealand and Australia, where we've got very short fixed rate terms, you know, 1 and 2 years, or floating rates in Australia. And that's the dominant exposure of mortgage borrowers. So where it is being felt, though, Mike, there's lots of talk about this, is in things like auto loans, credit card loans, and importantly, loans to small businesses. That is having a real impact there. But the US economy has been sort of quite resilient. So the talk there now is that the window for a US recession is sort of 3 to 6 months. If you don't see it then, chances are it won't occur. And Mike, the other sort of big talk was this talk about the US government debt trajectory. And none of this talk was positive. You know, neither the Democrats or the Republicans want to sort of take cutting government spending seriously. And there's a real credible danger now that the US government could get into a potentially dangerous debt spiral. And the key ingredient, and this is a familiar topic, is the interest cost on the massively increased debt pile. And that interest cost just keeps adding to the total outlay. And you've really got to watch out, because this is an issue that's just not going away. So they're probably the two key themes that were talked about.
Fantastic. And then back home, we've got the services index. We're back in contraction again.
Oh, we are. So look, Mike, what is it? I go away for a week, I come back, and Chippy's still the Prime Minister, and we've got a couple of pretty somber reads on the domestic economy, haven't we? Because Friday you had that performance of manufacturing index, which was very weak, and we were talking similar levels to the GFC, very ugly. And yesterday, the performance of services index, and there's no good news here either. The headline number, 48.9, a return to contraction after a brief flirtation with the expansion in September, which was short-lived, wasn't it? So 1.7.4, 48.9 is the number. Long-term average is 53.5, so materially weaker than the long-term average. If you look at it together with the manufacturing number, and it does give you a very negative read for third quarter GDP, and if I look at the components, that fall in services being led by activity, by sales, that's the pointy end of the services sector. And you know, my thesis is the economy is in a pretty precarious position at the moment, and both those numbers sort of seem to support that, unfortunately. But before I finish, my gold star to Waka Kotahi, brilliant work. We've actually got a project that's coming under budget and on time. Gotta love that, don't you?
I do indeed. Give me some numbers.
Okay, the Dow Jones is it's now in positive territory. It was down earlier on. It's now up 90 points, a quarter of a percent like that, 34,373. The S&P 500, 4,419, just in positive territory. The Nasdaq, unfortunately, 28 points lower on the day at the moment, 13,769. FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.89%, 7,425. The Nikkei was up 17 points, 32,585. Shanghai Composite up 8. It's about a quarter of a percent, there. The ASX 200 lost 0.4% yesterday, 6,948. The close, the NZX 50 lost 47 points, 0.43%. 11,093. Kiwi, 0.5890 against the US, 0.9222 against the Aussie, 0.5504 euro, 0.4801 against the pound, 89.25 Japanese yen. Our gold is trading at $1,946. And unfortunately, Brent crude continues its bounce. You know, it fell to about 80 bucks. $82.63 now.
Good to have you back. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.